consensualocracy. Hard to pronounce. Consensualocracy. So it's a wonderful principle that Gurudeva gives us. And it's the opposite of, well, not the opposite really, but it's different than how many matters are decided. For example, in politics, you're happy to have a majority, right? If something gets a majority, if more than 50% vote for something, it wins. So why do we use majority in politics? Because people have such diverse opinions, there's no way you can get everyone to agree. They just hold very divergent beliefs on basic facts of how life should be lived, about wealth, about government, and so you can't get everyone to agree. If you can get more than 50% to agree, you consider that the majority, and you do it that way. However, in religion, in a particular religion, members of that religion have the same beliefs, respect the same hierarchy, perform the same religious services. And so, having everyone agree is possible because they have common beliefs. So in that context, Gurudeva defines consensualocracy, government or management by intelligent cooperation based on a shared vision and adherence to Dharma. Ahimsa, non-hurtfulness, is the keynote of this tribal family system of rule. Intelligent cooperation based on a shared vision. Wonderful statement. So, of course, our monastery works on this principle, and our family missions worldwide also follow it. But because so many activities we're involved in don't, I thought it would be helpful to share a few thoughts of how this type of management, consensualocracy, works best. So, usually you have meetings. Group gathers together and they have a meeting to discuss a topic. That's the basis for a decision. So, in the non-consensualocracy approach, you bring an idea, figure out your best idea, you bring it to the meeting, and you try and convince everyone of your idea. If you're successful at convincing everyone, you feel great. And if you're not successful, boy, they lost out on a great idea. Right? You feel that things are only right if everyone agrees with the idea that you brought to the meeting. That's not consensualocracy. Consensualocracy works best. You bring your best idea, but you're open to other ideas, and you're hoping that the group will get creative and develop an idea which is better than the idea that you brought, better than the idea that anyone brought. Because you're looking to create the best shared vision that you can. So it's a creative process. It's a detached process. You're not attached to your own idea. You're not trying to dominate and everybody agree with you. Rather, you're trying to create together by each one contributing their best thoughts in a free-flowing way and hoping to transcend what anyone would come up with individually. Non-consensualocracy, you dominate the group with your viewpoint. Consensualocracy, you're helping others to express theirs. You're encouraging everyone present to express a viewpoint. So you don't dominate. with a single idea. You want everyone to participate. So you're encouraging everyone there to share ideas. Another point to avoid is sometimes we'll get carried away in presenting our own viewpoint, and our words are so forceful they hurt people, or they're even disrespectful, and they hurt people in that way by not showing proper respect for everyone present and their opinions. So it works best when we always speak kindly and praise others' good ideas. So we want to be careful, as Gurudeva says, ahimsa, non-hurtfulness, is the keynote of this system of rule. So we can't hurt other people's feelings, either by being too forceful or not showing enough respect. So those are just some ideas on how we can all improve our consensual accuracy management of our monastery and our missions worldwide.